Okay, listeners, ready for today's deep dive?
All set.
All right, we're diving into the world of Anthropic.
Anthropic, okay.
And using, you guessed it, their Wikipedia page as our main source.
Sounds good. Solid starting point.
So Anthropic, they're an AI company, but they're not just building tech. They're trying to make it safe, reliable AI.
Interesting.
So we'll see what we find out about that today.
Yeah, like what makes their approach so different?
Exactly. So just starting with the basics, it's a pretty new company, founded in 2021.
Okay.
But they've already made, you know, a splash in the AI world, especially with this thing, these large language models.
Yeah, and what's really interesting is that the people who founded Anthropic, they actually came from OpenAI.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there were some siblings involved, Daniela and Dario Amodei. And they left OpenAI because of directional differences, they said. Always makes you wonder what went down.
Yeah, a little Silicon Valley drama.
Right. Was it a friendly departure or something more?
A little more, yeah.
Intriguing. But drama aside, Anthropic seems to have landed on their feet. They got a massive funding round, $580 million, in April 2022.
Wow.
Yeah. Talk about a vote of confidence.
That's huge.
Although, funny thing is, a big chunk of that came from Sam Bankman-Fried's FTX.
Oh, wow.
Which, well, we all know how that turned out.
Yeah, not so good in the end.
Adds a whole other layer to the story.
It really does.
Like a cautionary tale about tech investments.
Heavily.
But back to Anthropic.
Okay.
They've got this amazing pedigree, tons of funding. What are they actually doing with it?
That's the big question.
Well, that's where Claude comes in. Claude.
Their flagship product.
Yep.
Claude. Their answer to ChatGPT and Google's Gemini.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Claude's not just one thing. It's a whole family of these, as we said, large language models.
So for those of us who aren't, you know, coding wizards, what does that even mean?
Right. Basically, imagine artificial intelligence that's been trained on an insane amount of text data. Like we're talking billions of words, articles, code, everything.
Okay.
And that's how Claude can understand and generate human-like text.
So, like, way smarter than the predictive text on my phone.
Way smarter. Think less about suggesting the next word and more about writing different kinds of creative content, translating languages, giving you really good answers to your question.
Oh, versatile.
Exactly.
And they have different versions of Claude, right?
They do.
There's like Claude, Claude Instant, Claude 2. Mm-hmm.
And even a Claude 3 with variations like Opus, Sonnet, and Haiku.
It's like choosing the right tool for the job.
So, okay, is this like a Coke versus Pepsi situation with these different versions? Or is there something like fundamentally different about Claude compared to, say, ChatGPT?
That's the million-dollar question. Now, Anthropic claims that Claude 3, their newest version, it beats GPT-4 and Gemini Ultra in benchmark tests.
Really?
But, and this is a big but, we're taking their word for it right now, so it's always good to see some independent verification on that.
Of course.
But if it's true, then we might be talking about a real game changer in the AI world.
Okay, so potentially a new top dog. We'll see about that. But what I find really interesting about Anthropic is this whole constitution for their AI.
I know, right?
It just sounds kind of wild.
Did they actually write a constitution for a chatbot?
It's like, what does that even mean?
Exactly. So let's break it down.
Okay.
When they say constitutional AI, they're talking about putting a specific set of rules or principles into the AI's core programming.
Interesting.
Guiding its behavior to make sure it's helpful and harmless and honest.
So it's not just about, like, teaching it what to do, but also what not to do.
Exactly. Baking ethics right into the code.
Wow.
And for Anthropic, this isn't some abstract idea. It's tied to their entire company structure.
Okay. How so?
Well, they're a public benefit corporation.
What does that mean?
Legally, they have to consider the impact of their work on society, not just focus on profit.
That's pretty rare, especially in the tech world.
It is. It suggests they're serious about ethical AI. Right. And then there's the long-term benefit trust.
Okay, what's that?
Another layer of accountability. It makes sure that Anthropic is thinking about the long-term benefit of humanity, even if it means disagreeing with shareholders.
Wow. That's a strong statement.
Right.
But is it genuine concern or just clever PR?
Tough to say, but it's definitely unusual.
It is.
But let's not forget, Anthropic isn't just dealing with hypothetical situations. Remember that lawsuit we mentioned?
Oh, right. The music industry one.
Yes. Anthropic got sued by some major music publishers.
Because
they claimed Claude was infringing on copyrights.
Hey, I can do that.
Apparently so.
Wow.
The lawsuit said that Claude was reproducing song lyrics. big hits too, like Katy Perry's Roar and I Will Survive.
Wait, hold on. So AI can get sued for plagiarism?
That's what they're saying.
That's wild. What did Anthropic say?
Their defense was bugs, not bad intentions.
Bugs.
Yeah, they said since Claude learns from so much data, including song lyrics, it might accidentally reproduce them sometimes.
So it's like, you know, garbage in, garbage out.
Exactly. But it does make you think, who's responsible when an AI breaks the law?
That's a great question.
Especially with intellectual property, how do you even start figuring that out?
Yeah, those are big questions.
Yeah.
But it seems like Anthropic is really on the front lines of this whole thing. Not just developing advanced AI, but also dealing with the ethical and legal dilemmas.
Absolutely. And I think it all circles back to those directional differences with OpenAI.
You might be onto something there.
Right. That split seems more and more important as we learn about Anthropic's mission and how they're doing things differently. So let's dig into those directional differences and see what we can uncover about Anthropic's core values. So those directional differences, right?
Right.
Big enough to make a bunch of AI experts, including those Amadei siblings, leave OpenAI and start their own thing.
Yeah.
Seems like it wasn't just about like tweaking some code.
Definitely not.
This was about their vision for AI, what it should be, how you develop it.
Yeah.
Maybe even AI's role in society as a whole.
It's frustrating, though. We don't have the inside scoop on what went down.
Exactly. No tell-all book or anything.
Right.
But we can look for clues.
Okay, like it. Put on our detective hats.
Exactly. Anthropic's focus on this AI constitution, being a public benefit corporation, setting up that long-term benefit trust.
Okay.
All of that suggests a real concern about AI going unchecked, you know?
They're like, hold on, is anyone even asking the right questions here?
Right. Were those unanswered questions at the heart of the split?
Mm.
Maybe OpenAI's approach seemed a little too gung-ho.
Yeah, like, let's push the limits without thinking about the what-ifs.
Exactly. It's that classic sci-fi thing, so focused on can we, that they forget to ask, should we?
Totally.
Yeah.
And Anthropic is over here trying to rewrite the script.
Right. And even the term they chose, constitutional AI.
It's a good word.
It suggests AI needs ground rules, you know, a framework so it doesn't go off the rails.
Like a system of checks and balances, but for AI.
Exactly. And this isn't just talk. Remember how they looked at the Universal Declaration of Human Rights for inspiration?
And Apple's terms of service. Wild.
Right. It's like they're trying to blend human values with tech limits.
Ambition.
Totally.
Mm.
And it makes you wonder, can you actually program ethics?
Right. Can you predict every way AI might go wrong and stop it beforehand?
It's a huge challenge, like designing a seatbelt to prevent every possible injury in a car crash.
It's impossible.
Exactly. And that's what makes Anthropic's mission so tough. They're building a safety net for a technology that changes every day.
A constantly moving target.
And yet, there's something kind of hopeful about it, don't you think?
There is. It's refreshing seeing a company care about more than just the next algorithm or the profits.
Right.
They're thinking about responsibility, about the long-term impact on humanity. That's huge.
And it's not just talk. Becoming a public benefit corporation, creating that trust, those are big steps.
It's like they're changing what it means to be a tech company.
Totally. Whether they succeed or not, they're forcing the industry to have this conversation about ethics in AI.
That's huge.
It is. So we might not know all the details of that OpenAI split, but
we see its impact everywhere.
Right. It's like they're saying, we're doing this differently, more responsibly, even if it means going against the grain.
I like that.
And honestly, that's what makes this deep dive so interesting. This isn't just about a company. It's about a philosophy in action.
Trying to balance incredible power with human values.
Exactly.
It's like they're saying, AI could change everything, but we want to make sure it's a change for the better.
Exactly. And that's what I think makes this whole thing so fascinating. We've talked about their focus on safety, their company structure, their whole philosophy.
Yeah.
But how does it actually work in the real world?
Right, because talking about an AI constitution is one thing.
Totally.
But turning that into actual code that controls how AI behaves, that's a whole other challenge.
Exactly. That's where the rubber meets the road. And honestly, Anthropic's approach, it's still a work in progress.
Of course, yeah.
Only time will tell how well it really works.
And they don't have a lot of time, do they? I mean, Anthropic is trying to build in these ethical safeguards.
Right.
But the rest of the AI world is moving so fast.
It's a race out there.
It really is.
Everyone wants to be the first, the biggest, the most innovative.
And that's where it gets, I don't know, kind of scary.
Yeah.
Because AI has so much potential for good.
huge potential.
But then there's the risk of unintended consequences, you know?
Right, like AI being used for harm or even getting out of control.
Exactly.
It's a tough balance.
It is. And honestly, it's a conversation we all need to be having as a society. I'm glad Anthropic is bringing it up.
Yeah, they're kind of going out on a limb.
But they shouldn't be the only ones asking these tough questions.
It's like, with great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah, exactly.
And AI is power, no doubt about it.
And that power is only growing, so the need for responsibility grows with it.
Absolutely. And that's why this deep dive into Anthropic has been so interesting, I think.
I agree.
They've shown us that AI isn't just about algorithms and data. It's about us, about what kind of future we want.
It's about values, human values.
Exactly. And that future is being written right now with every line of code.
That's a powerful thought.
It is. And Anthropic, they're just one company, but they've given us a lot to think about.
They have. And hopefully they've inspired other people to start asking these tough questions too.
Yeah, because the future of AI, it's not just up to the companies building it.
Right. It's up to all of us.
Well said. So listener, as you go about your day, remember, AI is out there. It's already changing the world.
It is.
So stay curious, stay informed, and don't be afraid to ask those tough questions yourself.
Absolutely.
The more we understand about AI, the better equipped we'll be to make sure it's used for good.
I couldn't agree more.
And hey, who knows? Maybe someday we'll do a follow-up deep dive on Anthropic.
Oh, that would be great.
See if they've actually managed to build that ethical AI they're aiming for. And maybe, just maybe, we'll finally uncover the truth behind those directional differences with OpenAI.
Yeah, that's a story I'd love to hear. Until then.
Keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.